All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your weekly check-in with Pro Wrestling America. This week, as I said last week, we are coming to you from the Gutterson Fieldhouse at the University of Vermont in Burlington, Vermont, as we take on Ivan Koloff's International Wrestling Grand Prix, which is based out of Burlington, but also primarily Montreal. So before we get into the card, let's go through the house shows that have happened this past weekend. On Friday, we were in Quincy, where Robert Fuller defeated Special Delivery Jones. Brooklyn Brawler defeated Moondog Spot by disqualification. Farouk defeated Razor Ramon. And then in the main event, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defeated Superstar Billy Graham. All great matches on that card. The next night, we were in Galesburg. Interstate 74 title on the line, Devin Storm successfully defending against Jimmy Golden. Steve Kern defeated Brian Christopher that night, as well as Rick Martel defeating Italian Stallion, all leading up to the main event. Gentleman Chris Adams versus Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, ending in a 30-minute time limit draw. A great card in Galesburg, a great crowd there, anxious to get back there again next month. But in tonight's episode, we journey to the Green Mountain State, where Ivan Koloff runs the International Wrestling Grand Prix. Four matches featuring some of the best from each promotion facing each other. We also have both major titles being defended, with Jerry the King Lawler facing off against the winner of the Heartbreakers Rumble at St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. We also have David Von Erich defending the IWGP Heavyweight title against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. This looks to be a great card, as we also still have Curtis Thompson in his gauntlet and just the talent that is available from both promotions tonight. Speaking of which, first match on the card, Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion representing the PWA facing off against Phil Hickerson and Too Cold Scorpio from IWGP. One of the odd pairings from the PWA facing off against a likewise odd pairing. Scorpio is still not over his departure from the PWA. He starts the match against Stallion, but Scorpio quickly tosses him over the top rope to earn a quick disqualification in a time of 1 minute 13 seconds. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion pick up their first win as a tag team. And after the match, Hickerson and Scorpio attack Stallion. Graham gets into the ring and chases Hickerson and Scorpio out of the ring. Scorpio stops off at the interview desk and declares that he is going to make sure that everyone from the PWA will suffer tonight. Again, he's not quite over his departure and his leaving, but he left of his own accord. It's not like I fired him or anything. All right, continuing on to the next match, which is our first PWA-only match out of two, is Curtis Thompson facing off against the model Rick Martel. Rung number 13 for Thompson. There's only, I think, 42, 43 the last time I looked. Martel has a great match, but he once again falls a bit short. Thompson catapults him into the turnbuckle for the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Backstage, Bunkhouse Buck comes out of his dressing room. As he makes his way down the hall, Scorpio and Hickerson attack him from behind. Hickerson throws him into the Zamboni while Scorpio climbs on top of it. Hickerson nails him with a backbreaker and holds him over his knee. Scorpio comes off the Zamboni with the 450 splash on top of Buck. Scorpio and Hickerson leave him laying in the hallway. Which is a bad thing, because the next match is Bunkhouse Buck versus Blacktop Bully. Well, Blacktop Bully comes down to the ring for his match. He waits for Buck, but Buck is being attacked backstage. Bully grabs the microphone and taunts Buck for not coming out for their match. Buck finally makes it out to the entrance ramp and stomps down to the ring. Bully tries to take advantage of Buck's condition very early in the match. However, Buck manages a second wind and puts Bully away with a choke slam for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner is Bunkhouse Buck. Buck asks for the microphone. He challenges Scorpio and Hickerson to come out and stand up to him face to face instead of attacking him from behind like a couple of cowards. No one answers Buck's challenge. so he leaves the ring with his head held high. His eyes are fixed on the entrance ramp, though, as he makes his way up the aisle. Next match, again, some of the great pairings we can have with these two. Big Boss Man representing the PWA facing off against Sid Vicious. And the fans enjoy the battle between these two monsters. Both men leave everything on the mat. Both men take a beating from each other. Sid Vicious ends up getting the pin after a powerbomb in a time of 8 minutes, 11 seconds. Final match of the PWA versus IWGP is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert representing the PWA against IWGP's Terry Funk. This looks like it's going to be a great match, including Ivan Koloff extending the prearranged 15-minute time limit to 30 minutes. Everyone is all set for a great match until Scorpio comes down to the ring and drags Eddie out of the ring. Referee Earl Hebner calls for the disqualification in a time of 3 minutes, 32 seconds. As Scorpio and Eddie brawl on the outside, Terry grabs his branding iron and heads to the brawl. Terry jabs Scorpio in the back with the branding iron. This brings out Phil Hickerson. Eddie and Terry fight off the IWGP team. As Scorpio and Hickerson back up the aisle toward the dressing room, Eddie and Terry challenge them to come back for more. Terry grabs the microphone and says that he is not satisfied with how this match went down. He calls Ivan out to restart the match. Ivan comes out, yet he refuses to restart the match. Eddie takes the microphone from Terry and offers him a rematch next week in Champaign in the PWA territory. Eddie and Terry one-on-one. Ivan reluctantly agrees to that match before leaving the entrance ramp area. Overall, the PWA wins the night 3-1. However, 2 of those 3 wins were by disqualification thanks to Too Cold Scorpio and Phil Hickerson. So, kind of a tainted record there. But what are you going to do when you have somebody who's just that up against you? All right, double main event tonight. As I said, both major titles being on the line for the promotions. First up, of course, is the American Heavyweight title. Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Idol and Lawler have had numerous confrontations over the decades. This match is no different from many of their great classic matches. This epic battle for the American Heavyweight title is just that, epic. Both men spend the entire time limit trying to outsmart an opponent they know almost as well as themselves. There are less than a handful of pinfall or submission attempts in the match. Both wrestlers seek to wear each other out before attempting one. But it ends in a 1-hour time limit draw. Jerry Lawler is still your American Heavyweight Champion. Austin Idol will certainly get another shot at the title, but he just couldn't take the title away this time. Both men look at each other after the bell rings. They are exhausted. But Lawler puts his hand out to shake Idol's. Idol slaps it away before leaving the ring. Yeah, there's still a lot of give left in that storyline. As I said, been going on for decades. All right, second main event. The IWGP Heavyweight title. David Von Erich defending against the number one contender, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Orndorff won the number one contendership back in January by defeating Ivan Koloff, Terry Funk, and Stone Cold Steve Austin in a fatal four-way cage match. After that match, David attacked the new number one contender and left him in a bloody mess in the cage door. Orndorff has been waiting to get his hands on David to avenge the cowardly attack by the man who styled himself the Monster Heel while he was in the PWA. Especially while he was the PWA World Heavyweight Champion. Orndorff and David have a great match. They try to give the fans as much excitement as the previous match. It is a very violent encounter as Orndorff tries everything to inflict his revenge on David outside the ring. However, David moves out of the way of a running lariat into the corner and applies the Iron Claw to get the pinfall victory in a time of 43 minutes, 9 seconds. The winner, and still IWGP champion, David Von Erich. Referee Bronco Lubitsch tries to pull David off when he refuses to relinquish the hold after the pin. David barely releases the hold before Bronco gets to the 5 count to reverse the decision. David stands up to Bronco and says that he's going to do what he wants because he's the champion. David leaves the ring, grabs the title belt, and leaves to a negative reaction from the crowd. All right, overall, some great action from the Green Mountain State of Vermont tonight. Some of the great talent that has gone through the PWA in the last 4 years is currently on the roster with the IWGP. There could have been many more matches on this card, but these were, for the most part, incredible matches. I can't wait for the next time the PWA and the IWGP get together for a card. Maybe it'll take place in Illinois. Who knows what the future holds? Next week, we return to the Round Robin Tag Team Tournament, as well as Bunkhouse Buck getting his return match with Iceman King Parsons for the Illinois Heavyweight title. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast, and your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.